What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me on the phone, the very beautiful and talented Megan Fox. How are you, Megan?
Hi, Mario. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. Sorry we missed you here, but I know things pop up.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. So this is a new look for you, Legends of the Lost with Megan Fox. It kind of sounds very Indiana Jones-ish, right? How's it work?
It's funny that you say that because growing up in my whole life, that's sort of what I wanted to be. I wanted to be Indiana Jones.
Love Indy.
But that was not a, vocation or career option that was sort of offered when I was growing up. There was no like Indiana Jones category. And I ended up getting into acting, but I've always been in love with archaeology and the sort of mystery and the adventure that seems to go along with that, or with paleontology, or some of the studies of anthropology and all of these things. And one day I woke up and I was like, you know, what am I really passionate about? And I've been passionate about this for so long that I felt like people give actors and actresses and entertainers access to a lot of things that we really shouldn't have access to. And I can't exactly explain why that happens, but it does. And I felt like I should use these opportunities to really explore some of the things that are going on here and the things that I'm in love with. So in these four episodes that we did for Travel Channel, we go and we explore some of the new things that are going around and going on around ancient mysteries. Like, for instance, Stonehenge, they're uncovering new settlements around, and they're starting to learn who the people were who actually erected Stonehenge, and they're learning that it could have served as a healing center. There's all of these really cool alternative theories around it.
Whoa.
And we go and explore that. And there's also, we do an episode investigating, there's a big controversy a couple of years ago where they tested the bones of a Viking warrior that had been buried in a grave. And they found from the DNA testing that it was actually a female. It wasn't a male. And that set off this firestorm because, you know, we've always thought that women adhered to traditional gender roles back in the Viking culture. And the idea that they could have been warriors at the time was really exciting and also goes along with some of the ancient myths. But there was a lot of pushback from the archaeological community of people saying that's impossible. Women didn't do that. They wouldn't do that. And so we explore sort of the patriarchal side of the mindset of archaeology today and why that's going on. So we do, that's basically the show. It's an exploration of new things that are going on with some of the ancient mysteries around the world.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. And I'm a big history buff. I love history. So do you, how many subjects do you tackle per episode? Is it like one Stonehenge episode, for example, then the next one is maybe the Viking thing? And are you narrating throughout? Is there a guest with you? Are you by yourself? Do you have a squad?
I have a academic squad that comes with me. I have, we consult a lot of professionals, archaeologists, scientists, paleontologists. We talk to a lot of people involved in what's going on and let them, you know, be the experts, of course. And I sort of more play the avatar for the audience. So I'm asking the questions that someone sitting at home would ask if they were there.
See through your eyes. Got it.
Exactly. And yes, each episode is focused on one specific investigation or mystery. Like Stonehenge is its own episode.
What do you think Stonehenge is, by the way? What's your take on it?
I think it was standing for so many thousands of years and so many different peoples lived there and inhabited that area and used it. I think it was used for many different things. I absolutely think it was used as an astronomical calendar. It did track the lunar cycles and eclipses. And I also believe that it was used for shamanic purposes, of course, and also for healing. And that was the most interesting thing that we found, is there's a theory that the actual stones, the Preseli stones that come from Wales, have healing properties themselves. And so we tested the sound waves on my brain to see if it actually created more alpha waves. So it was really interesting, some of the findings that we found there. And I do believe that, those are probably the three main things that it was used for.
You know, I've been to Stonehenge, and what I found was interesting is they charge you £17 to go see it, and then they force you through a gift shop afterwards.
That's
I didn't see it that way. We had to wake up. I think we woke up. We were staying in Bath, which is a city about 45 minutes away. And we had to wake up around 2:30 in the morning, and then we drove to Stonehenge so that as soon as there was any light in the sky, that's when we started shooting so we could be out in time for the tourists who come and who toured it that way. I didn't see the gift shop, although I would have been happy to. I would have loved to buy stuff to bring home. But, you know, I got to see it in that misty morning, sort of eerie, magical hour, which was really interesting and really special. I was really lucky to get to do that.
What an awesome experience. Good for you. You get to capture all that. Look forward to checking it out, Megan. Nice. And coming up next year, you're also part of the film Naya, Legend of the Golden Dolphin. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, that I recorded that years ago. It's a documentary about just in general about wildlife and dolphins. And you actually know more about what's going on with my career than I do. I didn't know that that was getting ready to come out.
That resurfaced apparently.
It was in post production for a while.
There's several people that did some voiceover work. It's, you know, in the style of like a Planet Earth or something like that, where it's educating people on on dolphins and the healing aspects of dolphins. I'm sure people have heard some things about that, where people have actually sworn to have been cured after interacting with dolphins, and just you know, it's a wildlife educational documentary.
Nice. And what about Think Like a Dog? This looks fun. What's your role there?
Yeah, that's a sweet movie. I did that with Josh Duhamel. It's actually a movie about divorce, and it's a really interesting take on divorce. The director is a single father who went through a divorce, and it's sort of the telling of his own story. I felt like it's something that kids need to see, because so many kids come from separated or divorced households now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So to have a movie that represents divorce, not like it's, you know, the end of a family, but it's just a new chapter. It's a new version. It's a new way that your family is existing now.
Right.
And I think that's something that's important for kids, because we haven't really had that up until now. You don't have something you can show your kids, a movie you can sit down with them that's going to make them feel better about what's going on.
Right, right.
So I feel like it's important for that reason. It's really sweet. Brian Callen is in it, who's hilarious. And that should be coming out soon. I don't know. Do you know the release date? I don't.
We'll look it up.
We'll have to Google that and get back to you. But that does sound like a fun film, but with an important message too. I know you got three boys at home, right?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how old are they now?
Noah is 6 and Bodie is 4 and Journey is 2.
Oh, that's great. So there's still so much fun right there. So the house hasn't gotten too rambunctious yet, but I can just imagine.
What do you mean? No. How could it be?
Are they destroying it yet?
Yeah. I think the older two are constantly fighting. It's like MMA constantly all day, every day. And then the baby just stands there and screams and demands things. So it's like a nightmare. It's insane. Boys are so rambunctious and so wild.
Yeah.
And, but they're funny. It's just, you're exhausted because every moment of the day you're worried about, you know, somebody's going to hit their head or throw someone down the stairs, or you never know. Everything is a weapon, forks, spoons.
Right. I love that you got the three boys. Longing for a girl at all or no?
It's not that I wouldn't want one. It's just Brian wants a daughter, but, you know, I'm the one that has to go through the process of creating and then birthing and then nursing. And then it's really like a 2-year process.
Yeah, big basically commitment.
It's not just the pregnancy. So right now, I don't think is the time. I'm really tired and we haven't slept for 6 years. I need a little mini break. I'm not against it. None of my kids were, we didn't plan for any of them. They were all wonderful surprises, but, So it's anything could happen. I don't know, Mario. I could be pregnant right now. Yeah. But I don't think that's the case. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's so blessed to have that many children as is, which is awesome. What about the holidays? What you doing for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
We haven't really planned yet. I know my mom's going to come into town. I haven't seen her in a while, and we're just going to, you know, cook and do the normal things that people do. They'll probably, none of us really watch football, so that's not going to be a big thing in our house. But
keep it low key.
Yeah. And also, my Thanksgivings aren't very fun because I usually eat keto or paleo. So, you know, I don't give my kids sugar. So it's not like they don't get to have, they're not having six pies and stuff like that for Thanksgiving. But it's more just about, you know, playing board games and spending time together.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time. All right. Well, Megan, I want to put you on the spot before I let you go. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite Christmas song.
I'm sorry, this is not a quick answer. Let me,
no pressure.
This is not a direct answer. Can I just say anything Elvis Presley?
Yes, I like that answer. Okay, cool. Favorite holiday movie?
Love Actually.
Yes, it's mine too.
It's a
classic,
good one.
Right? It's a good one. Yeah. Best Christmas gift you ever got?
I don't let people buy me a lot of gifts, so I haven't gotten gifts in a while. I think I got it's not a subscription. It's like a pass where people can buy you access to like a online library of books. Huh. And I got that before. It's not very exciting, but I love books, and that's fun to go on. And it's like,
no, those are cool.
Yeah.
A little like a Oprah's book club kind of thing. I get it.
Sure.
Go-to stocking stuffer.
These are hard questions. It depends on whose stocking I'm stuffing. If it's Brian, he likes Swedish fish and red vines. If it's my kids, it's probably like some little tiny stuffed animals, or, you know, Noah loves sparkles and magical wands and things like that.
Maybe some Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Here's your Neosporin.
Right. Cocktail of choice.
I don't drink any alcohol, so I guess non-alcoholic eggnog, maybe.
Okay, there you go. Well, that's why you continue looking like you're 19. You don't drink and you eat well.
What are you doing, by the way? Because aren't you like, how old are you now?
I am.
Ancient, but you still look like
ancient. Ancient. I believe I'm your husband's age. So you are married to an ancient guy.
Hey, like she loves archaeology. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Ancient. Damn, that's cold as ice. By the way, please give my best to Brian, if you remember.
I will.
Tell him I said hello. And it's nice talking to you and catch up. And congratulations on everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mario.
All right. Well, Legends of the Lost with Megan Fox premieres December 4th on Travel Channel. You can follow her on Instagram at Megan Fox. Thanks again for calling in, Megan.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Okay, bye. On with Mario Lopez.